Editor's note. What impact will uranium shells have on Ukraine's farms and crops? Without its wheat and sunflowers, many all over the world will starve to death. So, the war in Ukraine has become a world war. And even when the hostilities end, Ukraine will not be able to immediately resume feeding the world, as Russian troops are destroying the basis of its agriculture, Chernozem soil. World crunch. Scottish Baroness Annabel Goldie, a Conservative Deputy Minister of Defence in the Government of the United Kingdom, has confirmed that the UK will be sending depleted uranium shells to the Ukrainian military for use against Russian forces. In response to a parliamentary crossbench question from Lord Hilton on March 20, Goldie stated, "Alongside our granting of a squadron of Challenger 2 main battle tanks to Ukraine, we will be providing ammunition including armor-piercing rounds which contain depleted uranium. Such rounds are highly effective in defeating modern tanks and armored vehicles. Depleted uranium is highly toxic to humans, leading to cancers, birth defects and other horrific outcomes. According to the journal Scientific American, used as ammunition, it penetrates the thick steel encasing enemy tanks, used as armor, it protects troops against attack. And when it was used in the Gulf War and later during the Allied bombing of Yugoslavia and Kosovo, depleted uranium, DU, was hailed as the new silver bullet that would solve most of the military's problems. After the end of Operation Allied Force, however, several Italian soldiers were diagnosed with leukemia. Politicians and the media soon forged a link between the disease and depleted uranium use. They further drew a parallel with Gulf War syndrome, and in no time, depleted uranium became the Agent Orange of the Balkan conflict. This decision to send depleted uranium weapons to Ukraine did not go unnoticed by the Russians. Vladimir Putin, while sitting next to Chinese dictator Xi Jinping during the two leaders' summit Tuesday in Moscow, noted the statement by Goldie and said if this decision is acted upon, then Russia considers this the introduction of nuclear material into the conflict and will be forced to react accordingly, bearing in mind that the collective West has already started to use weapons with a nuclear component. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova chimed in with the following statement. We consider the plans officially confirmed by the UK Department of Defence for the transfer of depleted uranium shells to Ukraine as a step fraught with a further escalation of the conflict. The British supply of weapons to Kiev, especially such sensitive species, leads to further destabilization of the situation and pushes the prospect of finding mutually acceptable interruptions. They are contrary to international law. The radioactivity, high toxicity and carcinogenicity of such weapons are well known. Among the consequences of using depleted uranium, the growth of oncological diseases among the population and the enormous environmental damage for the Ukrainian territory where it will be applied. The civilians of Serbia and Iraq, who still feel the impact of such actions, can tell about all of this. It is unlikely that the leadership of the UK itself, which was directly involved in these conflicts, forgot about it. Biden administration spokesman John Kirby dismissed the Russian concerns about depleted uranium as a straw man, and, like the US government has always done, he denied there are any negative health effects of depleted uranium. To do otherwise would be to admit that the US poisoned thousands of its own troops in Iraq, as well as the Iraqi people. A 2019 study documented the devastating impacts of depleted uranium on Iraqi children born with birth defects. A US soldier handles a depleted uranium armor-piercing shell in Iraq. Some US tanks are even lined with depleted uranium in order to defend against armor-piercing shells. US Department of Defense photo. The talks between Putin and Xi also prompted a swift rebuke from Washington. Zero Hedge reports that the biggest takeaway from this meeting between the two dear friends was their pledging to shape a new world order and signing multiple pacts to that end on economic, technological, and strategic cooperation. These were the words captured in a Reuters headline Wednesday. China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's President Vladimir Putin set their sights on shaping a new world order as the Chinese leader left Moscow, having made no direct support for Putin's war in Ukraine during his two-day visit. To say there was no direct support for Putin's war in Ukraine was disingenuous and presumptuous. We don't know what was said behind closed doors. The most important exchange between the two leaders may have come during the send-off before Xi headed to the airport. This was clearly intended for Washington's consumption and is the equivalent of Xi and Putin saying to Biden, chew on this. For the record, Xi Jinping said, change is coming that hasn't happened in 100 years and we are driving this change together. Putin responded, I agree. Make of it what you will, but the message seemed pretty clear. The US-dominated post-World War II rules-based order is now on life support, and there's a new kid on the block ready to try out his wings. This world order, spanning 75 years, was based on the US petrodollar being the world's reserve currency, backed up by the strong US economy and brute military might. Now, a fully matured, newly emboldened China-Russia alliance is rising up and pledging to do everything in their power to replace the US-UK-led Atlantic alliance as the biggest, toughest bully on the block. The days when the US set the rules and the rest of the world followed are over. Most Americans just haven't been informed yet. And the likelihood of war coming to US soil in the form of foreign troops is higher now than it's ever been since the War of 1812. Much of the fault for the US's demise, both economically and militarily, has to be laid at the feet of those who have been in control of the US government for the last 60 years, but there is no doubt also a spiritual element to this transition to a new world order. America is a sinful society that has exported much filth and destruction to the nations in the form of abortion, pornography, humanistic values, etc., and it may just be that God has seen enough. He may use another wicked ruler to take us down. If you look realistically at which entity has wielded the most control over the US government since November 1963, there is no denying that it has been the CIA and related military intelligence agencies. Instead of focusing solely on national defense of the US homeland and unbiased trade with all nations, the US government operating under the influence of the empowered intel agencies chose to insert itself into the political and economic affairs of other countries, instigating revolutions and uprisings against leaders it didn't like. When political and economic pressure didn't work, they often sent in troops, drones, or manned aircraft to break that nation's will and overthrow the government. If the US had been focused on national defense instead of international meddling, it would have taken a fraction of the cost and burden on taxpayers. Being the world's policeman takes a lot more money than simply defending your home turf against foreign enemies. As a result, there has been no country involved in as many wars and military operations against other nations as the US over the past 75 years. America's very identity in the world over this period has been wrapped up in its military prowess, making it many enemies. The only question left to be settled now is how will the US government respond to these new challenges to its global hegemony, where arguably the two most formidable militaries in the world have teamed up against it. It's quickly running out of options to end the global uprising peacefully, but if there's any possibility left of that happening, I think most of us would agree the US ought to seize that opportunity and avoid a third world war, which has the potential to be more deadly than the first two world wars combined. Source: Leo Homan.